Hello again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and welcome to all you listeners out there, foreign and domestic. I'm Peter Meyerson. I'm sitting in for the wondrous Jeff Davis, who's somewhere in the sun, but probably working his fanny off. And we have a great show today. Our next guest is Lori Jarvis, who's an attorney with Archstone Law Group. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Peter. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you with us. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Archstone or yourself or whatever you'd like to tell us?
Sure. So Archstone is a 11-attorney law firm. I like to say we're small but mighty. There are five law partners, of which I am one. We all have big law firm experience. I like to say we're big law escapees. And
I can identify with
you
that.
You can, yes. And we work a lot in the healthcare space, representing medical and dental practices and providers. We also do a lot with higher education institutions. One of my law partners is an intellectual property lawyer and does a lot in that space, representing the higher education institutions and textbook authors and the like. We have one partner who does trust and estates and estate planning. And
My least favorite work.
But it comes in handy because most of our clients are businesses and executives and business owners. And, you know, as I'd love to talk about a little bit later, when we're working with clients on their succession planning, oftentimes there are estate planning issues that come into play or estate plans that need to be updated as a result of an event that is about to take place with a seller of a business, for example. And so we also have commercial real estate experience, so buying and selling of commercial real estate and handling commercial leases for clients. And then my sweet spot, which is the corporate and transactional work, I would say that's really the bulk of what we do at my firm. So we work with businesses, often helping them with their transactions and transitions. So it just so happens that I'm working a lot with sellers of businesses now or business owners who are trying to transition their business to employees with the idea that they are going to maybe ratchet back their time in the business or perhaps start planning their retirement or maybe they're ready to retire. So I call that succession planning. So we work a lot with business owners who are in various stages of these transitions. And then also the M&A work, mergers and acquisitions. So that is the buying and selling of businesses, so business assets. And it just so happens again that I'm working with a number of sellers right now who are selling their businesses. And then the other thing that we do very well is what I call outside general counsel, which is basically whatever one of our business clients needs. And they're primarily small businesses. And by that, I mean they could be a startup anywhere to a company with $50 million in revenue, but that's still small. What distinguishes them is that they're not a public company, so they're closely held, meaning that there are a few owners, maybe they're the founders, maybe they're the founders plus some others who have joined the business along the way, but they are privately owned, and that's really a distinguishing factor for us. We work with exclusively privately owned businesses.
So, you know, that's a pretty broad range of things to do. It's not much different than the way, well, it's a little different than how I'd hold out my firm, but because we don't do any estate planning stuff, because I can't stand it and I'd be the only one to do it. But, you know, what is the most challenging part of your practice?
I'd say the most challenging part is working with clients who are, so I'm thinking of sellers, for example, sellers of businesses who they've worked with their business, most likely from the very beginning. They founded the business. They have deep roots in the business. They built it. It's like their baby in a way. And And when we're negotiating a transaction, it is often very hard for the seller to let go of certain issues or notions about the business because...
You mean like its value?
Well, its value, yes.
Among and, other
but,
things.
But, I mean, hopefully we've gotten a, you know, an independent valuation. So, you know, so we have an opportunity to test any assumptions the seller may have about the business. But I do find that sellers get very attached, and sometimes that can be an impediment to negotiating with a buyer, you know, to get to sort of realistic business terms. So I think that's a challenge, but it's also it's a good challenge because you know, the way I like to work and the way my firm likes to work with our clients is in a very collaborative way. So not only do we collaborate with each other as, you know, partners and attorneys within the firm, but we also collaborate with the client's team of advisors. So, you know, we work with their accountant, we work with their financial advisor, we work with their estate planning attorney if it's not us. And I think that really helps the sellers to, you know, to come to a comfortable business negotiation. We oftentimes when we are at the point where we're helping a seller negotiate a sale, we've worked with this seller for a good many years, so we really know the business, we know what their values are, we know what's important to them. And I think, you know, yes, it may be a challenging negotiation, but I think it really helps that, you know, we've worked sort of shoulder to shoulder with the client for, you know, a number of years. And so we've sort of developed that level of trust and knowledge about the business that really can help in the negotiations.
I mean, that's interesting. So what are the biggest challenges that your firm has in terms of growth, location? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is an entrepreneurial show.
Sure,
so.
Sure. No, that's a good question. I think, you know, I'm talking about succession planning. I think one of our biggest challenges is recruiting. You know, we've been lucky over the years in the sense that we've grown organically. So, you know, I joined in 2002 just by happenstance, really. I wasn't really looking to make a move, but one of my law partners, it's funny, I had reached out to him because I was trying to recruit him to join the firm I was with at the time.
And it worked out the other way.
And it worked out the other way, yes. So, you know, so we've been lucky in that our growth has really been organic. But it's challenging to recruit attorneys who have that entrepreneurial bent, which we do. I mean, we work with entrepreneurs, and I think we all sort of have that entrepreneurial mindset that, you know, it's not just about practicing law and having your nose, you know, in a document. It's also about thinking about the client's business and what's important to them in their business and trying to be pragmatic and practical in the advice you give. And frankly, it's been hard to find attorneys who have that mindset. And I'm not sure why that is, but that's been a big challenge for us.
Do you think it's because of the changes in technology? I mean, you know, what we found is basically, and I found in particular, you know, people don't want to use associates. You know, they call me because they want to talk to me. And I suspect your clients want to talk to you.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's true. I think, you know, it's also, you know, I think, I don't know whether it is an issue with, you know, the next generation, the notion of...
when you say next gen... what do you mean?
Well, you know, the millennials and, you know, generations sort of, you know, a little bit younger than I... this notion of developing business, I think, is, you know, something that you don't learn in law school. And so it's something that you really need to either, you know, acquire the skills or have the skills. And it takes time, you know, to develop business.
So I did one of our producers kind of yanked on my elbow and said, you'd like to talk about issues in succession planning for businesses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you done that, or would you like to talk some more about it?
You know, It's interestingly, I am working a lot now with, as I mentioned, you know, sellers of businesses and, you know, clients of a certain age who are looking to retire or bring somebody in, and I think we've touched on some of the issues involved in succession planning.
No, I thought we had
Yes.
Just, you know, when Nathan's like yanking on my elbow, I figure I should pay attention, right?
No, I think we've touched on, on some of the issues. Yeah.
I mean, I think those are really, you know, I think the issue of how you get an entrepreneur, you know, whether they're in professional services or, you know, hard goods manufacturing or anything else, to get them to recognize the problems are, and what the issues are in terms of either selling the business or bringing people in, is really a tricky kind of issue that, you know, it sounds like you've got your hands around.
Yeah, you know, I think I do. I mean, I think a lot of it is just having a knowledge about the business and what the client is, you know, what's valuable to the client really goes a long way towards, you know, gaining the trust sufficient to then be a trusted business advisor and a legal advisor, which is what we aspire to.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, Lori, if somebody wanted to reach out to you and get a hold of you, how would they do that?
They could reach me either by emailing me at ljarvis@archstonelaw.com.
You want to spell that out
for
people?
Sure, it's LYARVIS@archstone, ARCHSTONELAW.com. Or they can call me at 781-314-0108.
That's great. So our guest, Lori Jarvis, is a lawyer, and that was a very nice interview. And this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we will be back after the next break with another wonderful interview. Thank you all out there.